Father God, we thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you for it going forth according to thy will, according to thy grace, according to thy power, Lord. That in all things, Lord, you might be glorified, even in these last days, Lord, where there's a great falling away, Lord. And we as men have a form of godliness, but we deny the very power of the Almighty God. But we know that you are the one true living God, that beside you there is no other, Lord. And that through you and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Lord, we've been given grace. That every time we breathe, Lord, we have a chance to repent and turn away from our ways. That we might seek the ways of God and the things that pertain to you. In Jesus' name, amen. So God is yet revealing and showing his judgment upon the earth that man might know that he is God. You know, God is seeking to turn us away from our sin, that we might look to him. Because if we don't look to God, then we will fall after the things and we will be deceived by the deceiver. Because we know that deception is great in the land right now. And that God wants us to turn away from these things because these things will cause destruction to come upon the earth. And that God will judge us according to our deeds, according to the things that we've done. Yeah, not only the things that we've done, Lord, but the wickedness that's in our heart. Because the Bible says men's heart are continually set on evil. That every thought that we think is upon evil. And it's not to glorify God. And we know that in the end that all things must glorify him. Every being, every creature upon the face of the earth must glorify the Almighty God, because he's the creator of all things. He's the creator of all things. And we must seek him continually. We must seek God. Because we know that everything upon the earth will fail. Even the monetary system will fail. It will fail. Okay, the dollar will eventually fail. This nation that we know as America will eventually fail. But the kingdom of God is forever. So we cannot trust and continue to put our trust in these things. Because when one day we're going to wake up and all these things are going to be done away with. They're all going to be done away with. You understand? According to the word of God, all these things will be done. You understand? So God is calling us unto repentance, not only as a nation, but as the world. Because we know that there will be a great multitude that will come out of the tribulation. So God has already set that number. Okay? And if you want to be a part of that number, you must seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Not our righteousness, but his righteousness. This is the will of the living God. He's calling all the souls of men unto repentance. That he might show his mighty hand in the earth. Because we know Satan's going to produce signs and wonders and lying wonders. In the face of the beast. The devil will be able to do these things. And he will deceive many by the signs and wonders that he will be able to do. Because they seek a sign. But Jesus said, to this wicked generation, there shall no sign be given. God will not give us a sign in these last days. He said the only sign that will be given is when you see the abomination of desolation set forth by Daniel the prophet. Know that your redemption draws nigh. That's the sign. And only those that have the mind and have a heart of God will be able to see these things. Everybody else will follow after the beast. Because the Bible tells us every kindred, every tongue, every nation, they all shall go after this beast to worship him. But our salvation is in Jesus Christ. Our hope is in Jesus Christ. And unless we commit to him, we will be carried away. We will follow after these wicked things. Even though we know that these things are not of God, we will not be able to resist them. Because we sought not the things of the Almighty God. He wants us to repent and turn away from our sins, that we not fall into condemnation and judgment with the rest of the world. Because judgment is here, it's in the land. And that's all we will see from God. Because God will send a pestilence upon the earth. He will pour out all manner of judgment upon the earth to get men to turn. But the Bible said they will not turn, neither will they give glory to the Almighty God. By whose hands these things are being done. They repent not of their sins, neither did they turn unto the living God. We must repent now. And show God that we are worthy of repentance. We got to show God that we might humbly come before the Almighty God, that his hand not be against us, but that he might show us mercy and loving kindness in these last days. Seek the kingdom of God while it is at hand. Because the day come when you will seek after him and you will not be able to find him. The Bible said, don't go after him in the desert. Don't go after him in the city. Don't go after him here or there. Because he will not be there, but the devil will be there to deceive you. We must repent of our sins. Judgment is here. Judgment is here. The wrath of God will be poured out upon all the nations of the world. The Bible tells us that God is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knows there's them that trust him, but he will in no way acquit the wicked. They shall be utterly cut off. They shall be cut off from the presence of the Lord for eternity. Seek God now. Judgment is here. We must turn away from our sins. While God is stretching forth his hand. Even as Israel, when they made that God. And the Bible said, God set every man against his brother. And in that one day, 3,000 of the children of Israel were slain by their own brother. Because they turned away from God. In the 40 days that Moses went up into the mountain to get the law of God, in that little bit of time, they turned away from God and made them an idol. And the Bible says Aaron caused them to sin, but God was yet merciful unto Aaron and to his sons and made them priests unto the living God. So it don't matter what your sin is. God is willing to forgive all that come unto him of a meek and of a lowly spirit and of a contrite heart. It don't matter. But for Moses' sake, God did all these things. And he said, I will destroy this people. Moses, move out of the way. Don't pray for them. I will raise up unto you a mighty people. Remember your covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God remembered and God delivered them. and did not consume them. But yet and still they did not enter into the land of the promise because of their sin. They did not enter in. They wandered in that wilderness 40 years because of the 40 days that they did not trust God. A year for each day they wandered in that wilderness and did not come into the land of the promise. They all died there in the wilderness because they did not trust in the Almighty God. While God is stretching forth his hand, we must yield to him. We must trust him and walk after his ways and not our own ways, because our ways are sin. We are a sinful generation, a sinful nation, a sinful world. And we must yield our hearts unto God that our spirit might be cleansed in these last days from sin and from iniquity. Purge the land, God, by your mighty hand. Purge it, Lord, that your spirit might be able to dwell within us. Because you cannot dwell in an unclean place, oh God. Purge us by your power and by your might. Because you are God and we worship you, and we worship you alone, because you are the only one worthy that we, God, shall submit our total being unto you. Repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. Destruction is near. Destruction is near. We must turn and yield to God. Almighty God, that created all things. He created all things. And we must serve him and serve him alone. Because in him is the truth. He is the only true way for redemption of the souls of men. Everything else will cause us to be cast into the lake of fire for eternity, which is the second death, where the soul of men shall die, the second death. But it's an eternal torment. It's eternal. Even as he gives us eternal life through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, condemnation shall be eternal. Woe unto this wicked generation that seek to please themselves and not the living God. Woe unto them that have transgressed against all the things of the living God and have not honored God. We must honor the Lord thy God with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our mind. We must love him and him alone. And love our neighbors as ourselves, that we do no harm to no one. But we do all things as unto the living God. He is the living God. And we must submit to the will of God or perish. We will perish. You are from everlasting to everlasting, Almighty King. You said, I am that I am. You are the true, one true living God. Oh God. Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. The great and terrible day of the Lord is at hand. It's at hand. Judgment is here. Judgment is here. And America will fall. She will crumble. And all the nations shall see her from afar off and see the smoke of her torment, because God has rightly judged her because of her sins and because of her iniquity, because she confessed to know God, but she do not the things of the living God, but only seek to magnify herself and please herself through abominations, through sin, through lust, through murders. Who shall be able to stand before the wrath of his indignation? Who shall be able to stand before him in the day of his wrath? And woe unto them that seek the day of the Lord, because the day of the Lord will be terrible unto the souls of men. It will not be a happy day. It will not be a day of rejoicing, but it shall be a day of judgment and total wrath, because of the cup of the iniquity is full of sin, and every foul thing that is against the will of the Almighty God. Father, show your mighty hand. Continue to reveal unto your people what they must do in these last days, God, that they might give service to you, that you might separate them, even as you separated Israel in the days that you brought them out of the land of Egypt. You made a difference between them and Egypt, God. We are marked with the blood of the Lamb. We are marked with that blood, Lord. Keep us sheltered, that we not perish with the wicked, whom you shall not acquit. You shall not acquit the wicked. Your wrath is here, Almighty God. Let us surrender unto you. Repent. Repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And we must not turn away from God, but we must serve him in spirit and in truth, as according to his word. Not with lip service, O Lord. We must surrender everything unto you, God. Surrender everything unto you because of your mighty hand that's able to keep us from destruction and from falling into perdition. That we not be lost, but that we may abide in your presence forever and ever, God. Because it's a beautiful thing to live before the Almighty God in his majesty. In all his royalness, he is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. There's no other. There is no other. Repent. Repent. Father, we give you glory. We give you praises. We give you honor. That you might continue to strengthen us, that we walk before you, God, with a perfect heart and a perfect mind, submitting all things unto you, God. That you might let, God, the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable before you, Lord God Almighty. My strength and my Redeemer. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, we glorify you, and we give you all the praise and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.